Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Claude Osteen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Fall. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to second for the out. Gilliam moves to third. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro strikes out. There goes Parker. The throw from Krug to Kessinger, and Parker is out. Two outs. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Osteen moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Austin moves to third. Wills moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Austin scores. Wills moves to third. Gilliam moves to second. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Calhoun's now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and has Kessinger trapped. There's the throw to Gilliam, who throws to Wills, who tags Kessinger for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. LaFave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Austin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills misplays the ball. That's an error on Wills. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gilliam hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Krug and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keen. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre is 0-for-2 in the game. Lefebvre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuntz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Osteen strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz fires to first and picks off Wills. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krug for a passed ball. Fairley moves to third. Jim Lefebvre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lefebvre is 0-for-3 in the game. Lefebvre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Cal Koontz. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parker takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to second. One out. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Austin strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Koufax now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.